Davos is touted as one of the world's finest meeting places and has been home to the World Economic Forum for many years. The World Economic Forum offers the platform for leaders to identify the complexities of the changing world and develop initiatives towards responding to those challenges. It is for this reason that the forum invites global leaders from across business, academia, entrepreneurs, and civil society to give the discussion a wider spectrum. South Korean President Park Geun-hye believes developing a creative economy where the private sector is the main driver is the way to go. This means that government must create the enabling environment by going into partnership with the private sector to roll out new models or jobs that do not only employ graduates but people with technical and vocational backgrounds as well. She dovetailed this into the educational sector, calling for the restructuring of country's educational sector to place emphasis on technical and vocational training. The move, according to her, will encourage entrepreneurship.
To reinforce this efforts, we will set up a creative economy joint task force. This will include venture companies, SMEs, large companies, as well as the government. The private sector will be in the driver's seat and lead the creative economy. Furthermore, to facilitate startups and entrepreneurial risk-taking, we are moving to a negative list approach to regulation. We are drastically cutting red tape that stands in the way of convergence, in the way of new industries.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia blames the high unemployment rate in developing countries, particularly to increasing population. She said countries must adopt multiple strategies to solving the challenge of unemployment. Madam Sirleaf mentioned investment in technical and vocational education and the need for governments to improve the business environment for foreign and domestic firms to thrive. She said her country, even though recovering from the devastating effect of war, has introduced a pilot cash transfer system, which is similar to Ghana's Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty Program, LEAP. An amount of $20 is given to each person per household monthly to enable them venture into small and medium-scale enterprises. According to Madam Sirleaf, unemployment is the greatest threat to political stability.
The problem of unemployment requires multiple strategies. First, substantial investment is required in national educational systems, including technical and vocational training. Second, effort must be made by governments to improve the business environment for foreign and domestic firms. Equally as emphasized by the G countries at their 39th summit, businesses must recognize the importance of taxes, trade, and transparency as critical for group prosperity and economic development.